What about divorce and remarriage? The answer to that and other questions on this edition of Key Life.
Hi, I'm Mike Kellogg, and you are now listening to Key Life, where you can find honest answers to honest questions about God's Word. Now, here is Steve.
Thanks, Mike, and welcome, Pete, as always, on Friday.
Good to be here. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, everywhere I go, people are so pleased to have somebody who's sane on this broadcast, and they always mention you do. Now, people really enjoy this Friday broadcast, and you're coming in, and I know what it cost you to do that, and I appreciate you doing it.
Good to be here.
Guys, we do devote Fridays to answering questions. We get thousands of questions, and we love to get them, and you always get an answer from me or a staff member on the broadcast or in the magazine. But you got to write them down. You can send them to Key Life Post Office Box 5000, Midland, Florida, 32794, Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3, or you can email us at steve@keylife.org. And if you want a response, be sure and give us your snail mail, your regular mail address. And don't use the 1-800 number for questions. You can get the booklet that we're offering this month. You can become a part of Key Life Taste, get the magazine all free. Or you can make a contribution. We wouldn't turn it down. But when you have questions, you gotta write those out. We'll get to those questions. Pete, why don't you lead us in prayer, and then let's turn to them.
All right. Father, we do come to you today at the end of this week, grateful to be your sons and daughters and to be able to come to you in prayer. Lord, often our lives are just a mess, and for many of your people, this has been a messy week. Some are tired and drained and don't feel like they've got anything more to give. For some, it's been a good week. But all of us, Lord, need to direct our thoughts to you and look at you, and we're grateful for you making yourself known to us, showing us your power and your goodness and forbearance and love, and we worship you. We look forward to Sunday, and Lord, we pray for our leaders, who may actually be speaking Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to us. And we pray that you would fill them with your grace and give them wisdom, with our priests, pastors, teachers, be with pastoral families, wives, Lord. So often they're on the forefront of ministry and just need your grace and strength too. So we pray that you would uphold your leaders and give them the message and help us to hear it. Father, thank you for Key Life and how this ministry has been used by you to get into our hearts and show us the grace of Christ. Be with Steve and fill him with strength and wisdom and continue to use him in a big way. And so now we just commit this time to you, thankful that we can think and even ask questions as we come to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pete, this question is from Ohio. It has two parts. What does the Bible teach about divorce and remarriage? And then the second part is, what about leaving an abusive marriage or relationship? First, what about divorce and remarriage?
You didn't pick an easy question for
the
start.
Man, I thought, what have I been smoking? Now, it's a joke. Don't send us letters. There are some really strong convictions from a lot of different Christians about this particular issue.
Yeah, some would say on the very, very conservative side, there's no biblically sanctioned reason for divorce and remarriage.
Period.
Yeah. And then others would say that...
I understand that position.
Yeah, I do too. How do you understand it?
You can't avoid what God says about marriage. And that's kind of, you read just last Sunday when you were talking about, not this issue particularly, but it was kind of a side issue about divorce. You read that Malachi passage.
Oh, yeah.
And it was pretty clear. And you know, God's not big on divorce. Mm-hmm. He hates it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anything that God hates, we ought to be against too.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got Deuteronomy 24, and you've got what Moses said. So I can understand, you know, being absolutist, and have been at various times in my ministry that way.
Yeah, and you know the exception clause that Jesus gives in Matthew, where he says, you know, if a man divorces a woman except for the cause of infidelity, he causes her to commit adultery.
Yeah.
And that exception clause even is up for debate as to what does that mean?
Yeah. And some people interpret it very literally.
Mm-hmm.
Some people interpret it very loosely.
Mm-hmm.
And then the remarriage thing, when you go to Corinthians, what does no longer bound mean? Does that mean you can be remarried?
Yeah. And, you know, in that Corinthians passage, I do think that's what it means here, where the unbeliever abandons the believer. And I think that I'm convinced of that. I think you are, too, that it... I won't speak for you, but I think it does mean that we get the freedom to remarry if we're abandoned.
Yes, and then the question is, what is abandoned?
Yeah.
And what's a believer and what's an unbeliever? So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we don't know. We're going on to the next question.
Well, you know, here's what I want to say, and that is, divorce happens, and it happens to Christians, some who want it and some who don't.
Yeah.
And but don't just go out and do it. You know, get your pastoral input.
Yeah.
Get some counsel, Christian counselor help. Don't just go out and do it.
And I kidded about that a lot. I believe that I'm going to write a book on marriage. This is the leave.
Yeah.
It's going to have two words to it. And we're going to have the rest you can use as a diary. It's just don't leave.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much weight we put on marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the Bible speaks of marriage in what is... dare I say it, a utilitarian way. It's not where people join hands and walk off in the sunset together and aren't we nice and we have these nice children and everything's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is the place where we bear witness to the world.
Yeah.
And like you say, divorce happens. I personally believe, and this is just personal, that there are two exceptions, and
mm-hmm.
I would maybe, the one is the infidelity and the other is the believer to a non-believer.
Mm-hmm.
However, I believe that divorce happens beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that God starts with where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're married, stay married.
Mm-hmm.
Get some help. If you go through a divorce, Deuteronomy 24 is, as Jesus said, God's safety valve.
Mm-hmm.
Because the hardness is a part,
mm-hmm.
and it's in the Bible, and you can't ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
Remarriage. Yeah, maybe, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to watch. There's got to be fruit of repentance. There's got to be a clear understanding of mm-hmm. what went wrong and the sin that was involved. And then even then, you got to say, well, we got to talk about this. But I believe that God starts with grace. I believe that grace doesn't stop at the door of marriage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that's so good. And I love everything you said, and one of your comments to me is that's so powerful is people often leave before the fun, and that is in marriage. Good night, you know, you got to work through a lot until you get to the fun,
and it's hard. I got a letter from, and if he's listening, he's not in this city, but he knows I'm talking about him. But I mean, the letters I got the first year of his marriage were. I'm out of here. I ain't doing this anymore. This is awful. This is the worst. This is the biggest mistake. I didn't love her. I did it because I felt like I had to. And she was worse. Well, he didn't write me for a year. And I got a letter last week from him.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, he reached the fun.
Mm-hmm.
Things were beginning to happen that he needed a light. And you got to stay around.
Yeah.
What about abusive marriage?
You know, I never hardly ever counsel separation unless there is physical abuse in the marriage. And I say, yeah, you got to get apart and work it out.
Yeah.
Absence does not make the heart grow fonder. I think it just frees you up to move apart. But, man, you got to get help. And
I agree. And I don't believe there are a lot of counselors and pastors who say, you know, if he's abusing you to the woman, and by the way, men get abused physically, too.
They do.
800,000 in this country. I just wanted to put that in for the guy.
That is impressive. It's up three times. It's up threefold. There you go. From 10 years ago. How's that?
I one time counseled this couple, and she cried. She's a sweet little thing, and I just felt so sorry for her. And she thought about how he had locked her in the closet and how he had pushed her away. And so he came in the next night, they were both in. And I said, son, did you lock her in the closet? Did you push her away? He said, well, Reverend, let me explain this to you. And they were driving down the road, and she just put this big old ring on and absolutely cut his face to shreds.
Oh, man.
He said then, Reverend, what would you have done? I thought, I don't know. I got to stop the car and run.
Yeah.
I remember saying to him, you know, you guys have a communication. He said, you know, Reverend, I think we've got a communication problem. And I said, no, you don't. And you both know that you don't like each other. And you're both pagans. Why don't you get a divorce? I'm a Christian. If this happens to me, I got to stay. but you don't. Why don't you just get a divorce? And they got mad and walked out. Well, at any rate, don't counsel. But I do not believe that anybody, and I think, you know, there are people that counsel women to be submissive to abusive husbands and their abuse.
Yeah.
And that's wrong. It's just,
and that's the nice, that's the nice thing to say. I mean, it's just wrong, and you, but don't just walk away. Sometimes you need to use the law to get the other party into counseling, and you can do that. And you should get away, but don't run away.
And I think, and that's another area, and you know, I didn't think we were just going to answer one question, but the church has abdicated its responsibility here too. And I want you to know, the church I was the pastor of, we backed away. But elders or whatever the ruling body of your particular church is, we need to hold to account guys and women too.
Oh yeah.
Who just say, you know, I want to find myself, or guys that saying I found a younger one, and the leaders need to go and say, wait, this is sinful, and we're not going to let you play that game and be a part of this family without some kind of understanding of the sinfulness.
That's exactly right. See, America is still in a divorce. We're just into progressive monogamy. In other words, people are just running away. They're getting married again and running away and getting married again.
Yeah.
And you're right. You're absolutely right.
All right. So, well, it's nice to be right for a change. We don't have much time at this, but what do you use for your devotions? What do you do? This is an email, by the way.
You know, that's the most important time of my day, and I need it, and I think, and you have played a big role in my life in this too, but I read a psalm or two or three, and I always read a proverb, and then I'll try to read something from Jesus every day. I need that.
That's good.
And I journal a lot.
Yeah, I journal too. Mm-hmm. Only I don't keep them.
You throw them away right away?
Oh man, I do them on a computer with a file that I delete, and then go back and check the recycle bin to make sure it's not there. Because that's the most honest time of my day. I mean, I
need some sermon illustration. Man, this would be cool.
Yeah, right.
Can you send me some
No. Hey, I won't. Guys, we're out of time, and we'll do this again next Friday, okay? And by the way, whenever you write or call Key Lines, would you be sure and give us the call letters of this radio station? And then one other thing, of course, before I go, Key Light is a production of Key Light Network.